Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Checkoff-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Checkoff is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Checkoff is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your Checkoff dollar.
Wheat farmers, do you want a winning variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads the pack in forage production and grain yield, and also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Well, the hog contract should open at least moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and some signs of stabilizing fundamentals. The complex seems set to begin with mixed price action tied to both long liquidation and short covering. Now, cattle bids and asking prices could begin to slowly develop here today, but significant trade may not be started until at least Thursday or Friday, more than likely. Asking prices, we're looking at about $107, maybe higher in our part of the country. Live in feeders should open on a mixed basis today thanks to a slow combination of long liquidation and short covering. The cash hog trade yesterday was quite suggestive, both in terms of price and volume. The closing national report put the weighted average dress price of $61.89. That's 22 cents higher. More impressively, negotiated receipts surged over 22,000 head. We are assuming a part of this big total is linked to the debut of the new plants. Yet it's tough to tell at this point and will simply require more monitoring. Lean futures are staged to open moderately higher today, jacked by follow-through buying and cash premiums. The grain markets, well, they came off a long holiday weekend, but didn't forget about the modest gains posted last week and on Friday, picking right back up where they left off in Tuesday trading. Soybeans in particular benefited from this forward momentum as dry Midwest weather and healthy export demand fueled another day of double-digit gains. Wheat prices saw healthy gains yesterday with Chicago September prices gaining 10 cents, closing at about $4.30 and a half, and December prices were about 4.25 cents to close at $4.43. Now, Kansas City hard red winter wheat also posted gains, and the Minneapolis spring wheat, on the other hand, took a hit, with September and December each losing about 2.5 cents. Now, on the corn futures, they found more footing yesterday with September prices trading 4.5 cents higher to close at 344 and a quarter. December futures finished 3.25 cents to close at 358 and a half. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Superior Livestock, proud to present their Labor Day 2017 sale coming September 14th and 15th. Be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 50,000 head yearlings on the 14th of September, then calves and calves on cows on the 15th of September. If you want more details about when a lot may sell and preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Well, October live cattle was down 72 cents at 104.42 and December down 10 cents, 109.37. September feeder cattle down 67 cents, 142.05. October was down 105 at 142.50. October hogs up 230 at 63.75 and December was up 212 at 60.17. Kansas City wheat, December up 6.25 at 4.45. March up 6.25 at 4.62.5. Chicago wheat, December up 4.25 at 4.43. And March was up 3.25 at 4.63.25. December corn up 3.25 at 358.5. And March up 3.25 at 371. November soybeans up 19 cents at 968.5. January's up 19 cents at 978.25. October cotton up 17, 75.43. December up 13, 75.01. October crude up 60, 49.26. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.